Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Tito Gonzalez, the CEO of Empresas Caparra. Besides the San Patricio Village, the area that I think most people, you know and as part of the San Patricio, they know that, there's a village that, they're all connected, the different fast foods and the Caparra office center and all that. What besides the San Patricio Village, what else comprises Empresas Caparra that comes under your bailiwick?
Well, it's more, yeah, like you said, it's more than the village, which also includes Santander Tower. I wasn't aware of that before. That's part of the Empresas Caparra. It's the main office building on all of Guaynabo, actually.
Yeah. Actually, they give the listeners, it goes from the Pizza Hut going down through Caparra Center and the Baskin Robbins and then through Popeye and then the parking and then PetSmart and the new Seguro Social. And then Tabanuco, it's on both sides we have some properties, but not all. But there are quite a few major property owners in the village also. As you mentioned, we have to work.
Right.
But besides the, excuse me.
Yes, I just wanted to remind people who are already listening that are interested in the new Social Security office that just opened a couple months ago is on the Ebano Street. So that's it's on the same building as PetSmart, but on the that would be the south side of the building, southwest side. So if you need, in case you need to go, it's a state-of-the-art new facilities that were built for the Social Security office. But besides what the properties in the village, there's also Empresas Caparra also owns a refrigerated building. It's fully leased, and they have frozen goods, and it's a distribution center here in Matadero. And another property called it's proposed for a big box. It's called Plaza Santa Elena in Bayamón in the Corujo area, and in Caguas it includes Caguas and Gurao includes some raw land, and also Caguas Mini Centro, which holds a Pizza Hut and a Burger King. So you know there are several other properties that are for future development. So
okay, mm-hmm. Let's go in some background. You've mentioned a couple of times how you got into Empresas Caparra. Before Empresas Caparra, you worked with your own company, which you co-founded. Who was your partner? And tell us about that company and the experience that you've had in that. That was about a 13-year...
Well, yes, almost 15. I think we started in 96.
Okay.
So, well, 16 years old.
Okay. Who was your partner there? And tell us about that development and what were the challenges and what did you learn, the good and the bad and the ugly of that experience. I know before you go into that, I know that in the midst of that, you won a number of awards with Caribbean Business, with the Associate Engineers, with, you won almost every year you won an award. So you were very, very successful. And of course, then the recession came up. But tell us, actually, how it was, who you co-founded it with, what it involved, and what you learned, and all.
Well, my background, I'm a civil engineer. I graduated from Georgia Tech, and I started working immediately with Fred Sanchez, name later changed to Interlink Group. They're still an active developer, one of the best in Puerto Rico. And I always loved real estate. I had the good fortune of being able to work on many varied projects: housing, condominiums, townhouses, commercial buildings, hotels. They were project managed a couple of the renovation of the Sands when it turned into the Sands. That's the Intercontinental now and the El San Juan. So I had that great opportunity to work with several different kind of projects, and eventually had the chance to, after working with Manteco, which is materials construction materials company, to start Desarrollos Urbanos, and our focus was residential with a commercial component. It was founded in 1996 with Victor Galan Sr. and Ramon Prats, and the the company was very successful for many years. We did a lot of developments. We developed over 1,000 homes and did project management and did commercial also. And one of the major things that I think was starting with the green building concept in Puerto Rico. It's something that we did in Senderos in Montehiedra, which is still an active development, and that earned the CEMEX International Award for Sustainable Development. The clubhouse was a state-of-the-art facility. It's still, it's incredibly enjoyable. It's very usable because I think green needs to be practical. It's not a matter of just adding the points, making the grade or the qualification you're trying to get. It has to be, has to make sense financially, and it has to be pretty. It has to be attractive. So it's getting all these components together. That's something that we're working on bringing to the Empresas Caparra properties. So that for me was one of the most important ones, and also for me, working as a during my tenure as president of Desarrollos Urbanos, I was president of the Home Builders, the Puerto Rico Home Builders Association, and we had a lot of battles during those times, and I was named the Caribbean Business Person of the Year for I forget what year that was, 2007, I'm pretty sure.
2006.
Well, time goes by.
That period you had the Caribbean Business Private Sector Person, 2006, then right. The Developer of the Year by the Puerto Rico Association of Realtors, 2005. You were the Distinguished Civil Engineer by the College of Engineers, 2007, and the Developer of the Year by the Home Builders Association in 2008. So those were four. Yeah. That's what I was referring to, those years, and those were pretty good years. And Desarrollos Urbanos, I mean, you had I think is impressive. You had high end developments in Palmas and in mm-hmm. Rio Mar and Montehiedra, as you were mentioning, but you also had low cost housing too. I mean, so it was, and then you had office buildings, and you had also commercial. So you did about everything, the whole realm, the whole kind of.
Yeah, I was trying to diversify as much as possible, I always try to have, if we have three developments going, to have lower end, middle, mid priced, and the higher end you go, usually the more profits on paper, mm-hmm. but obviously higher risk. So, that was a good formula, but. Really got hit hard with a recession.
I mean, 2008. You won all those prizes, and then 2008. This is when you really should have won. I think you really should win the prize with what happened from 2008 to taking out. Tell us the experience of the recession, that's going to take a little bit of time. So let's take a pause. Think about that's a tough question. The recession hits, and how you handle the recession, what's the learning experience there? Mm-hmm. So we'll be right back. I'm with Tito Gonzalez of Empresas Caparra.